This is a story about some revered food traditions and how they can clash with what we now know about health and nutrition. The story takes us to the Navajo Nation in the American Southwest. It's spread across three states. If you visit, it won't be long before you see a sign for fry bread. Fry bread is fried dough, as greasy as it sounds. It's a Navajo staple and is also a source of pride, but it is not a good source of nutrition on a reservation the U.S. government has labeled a food desert. And there's a push to cut back on foods such as fry bread in the Navajo diet. Laura Morales from the Fronteras Desk at Here and Now contributor KJZZ reports.
Marlena Jones is sweating. She's making fry bread for 40 people at a Cameron Church function. She rolls up a ball of white flour, shortening, and baking powder, then claps it between her hands until it's as big as her face. She then stretches it thin and lays it on a pan of bubbling grease. That pan sits over an open fire on a 90-degree day.
I used to make it every day because my kids love it.
Yeah.
And after I found out that I did have high blood pressure and stuff, I kind of cut down on my greasy stuff, so.
Jones found out she was a candidate for type 2 diabetes.
It is scary once you hear it that you have diabetes. But after I cut down, you know, everything came out to be, you know, back at normal.
So you don't have diabetes?
But it was hard to get my blood, to where it should be, my sugar level.
Uh-huh.
It scares you because I have eight kids.
Eight? Wow.
I have eight kids. And I try not to, feed them all the greasy stuff every now and then now.
Mommy?
Yes, baby.
I eat the bread.
Want a piece of bread right there, baby.
Fry bread was born out of tragic necessity. In the 1860s, the U.S. Army forced 10,000 Navajos and Apaches to a prison camp in Fort Sumner, New Mexico, some 300 miles from home in northern Arizona, in what is today known as the Long Walk. Colonel Kit Carson said he was trying to, quote, tame the savages. Manly Begay is Navajo and a professor of indigenous studies at Northern Arizona University.
Navajo people were basically given tin meat, lard, sugar, salt, and flour. And that became the staple diet.
After 4 years of imprisonment, the federal government let the Navajos return home to Arizona. But Begay says there wasn't much to come home to. Their crops and animals were gone. So the government supplied the Navajo with rations of tin meat, lard, sugar, salt, and flour. Fry bread remained a staple.
We have a complicated relationship with fry bread. It's a sort of a symbol of perseverance. We persevered from concentration camps to survival. And then, it's a source of pride, a symbol of pride at powwows, at rodeos. People identify with fry bread as me, as native. Then also you have pain, because of the high rates of diabetes,
Fry bread isn't just a metaphor for an old problem. It remains a problem today. It still serves as a staple in Navajo homes. One in three Navajo people suffers from diabetes, according to the Indian Health Service. Obesity rates are three times the national average. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has labeled the entire Navajo Nation a food desert. There are only 10 grocery stores on a reservation the size of West Virginia. 2 years ago, the tribe put a 2% tax on junk food and sodas and a 5% discount on fresh fruits and vegetables. Incidentally, the ingredients for fry bread aren't affected by the incentive. Still, many say they don't have the money to buy fresh foods, and fry bread is cheap.
It's a tragic necessity when you don't have much money, when there's high unemployment rate and there's social ills and historical trauma issues to deal with. Often that's all you could eat.
Navajo chef Brian Yazzie says the solution is simple. Navajos need to return to their roots, to pre-colonial times, before the Long Walk.
We can look beyond fry bread. We can look beyond that and open their eyes to our ancestral food, squash, beans, and corn.
Yazzie lives in Minnesota, where he cooks and caters indigenous food. But when he visits his family on the Navajo Nation, he's always offered fry bread.
I came to terms to where it's okay to deny and say thank you, but no.
And what's their response? Do they give you any flack for that?
Especially with the you know, with elders, it's a term of disrespect.
But Yazzie says it starts a conversation, and that's where he hopes the change can begin. For Here and Now, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.